from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ah, it's Friday. WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how we feeling?
Well, Spike, 2-0 in the preseason. Eagles are humming. Jackie Baseball, that's 2 in a row, baby.
We're back.
I'll let you win.
We're back. I knew it. I knew it. Mister didn't even want to get to the second stage of grief over there. Is still stuck in number one. The gear is stuck in number one.
It's time to go number two.
We are at Chickies and Pete's in Packer Avenue, which is not Delaware County. It is South Philly. Never too early to start booking your fantasy football party. I mean, now it's not even early. Now you should be booking it. Book yours at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. We will get to the Eagles game a little bit later. Now, Phillies do win 2nd in a row last night. I would say it was a first couple months of the year feeling game last night. First of all, you had Zach Wheeler on the mound dominating, looking like Zach Wheeler. We had the offense, you know, successful in a number of different ways, stringing hits together, hit a couple of home runs. We also did get a cycle out of Weston Wilson.
Never heard that.
Just looks like a ball player, that guy. Love that guy. But, you know, Jack says they're back. Here's where I am. I'm not going to get fooled again, and they have to earn my belief that they are back. I'm not, you know, after the win against the Guardians, I was like, ah, they're back. And then the 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers, I was like, ah, they're back. And then the win against the Diamondbacks in the first game of the series, I was like, ah, they're back. And every time over the last month and a half, I have believed that the Phillies are back. When they win a game or two, they come right back and they go back into the sludge that they were in before. Now, I do believe that the Phillies at some point can be back, but I am not going to grant them back status. I am not going to be confident. I'm not going to say they figured it out until they do this longer than 2 games. To me, they got to win this series, then they got to win the Brave series, which is next, and then I will be ready to start making an assessment. But Ike, I am not ready to say the Phillies are back after 2 nice little wins.
Yeah, no way. No way, no how. As much as I want to believe that they're back, I am a bandwagon guy. Now, listen, I don't mind when the wave is going right.
You'll ride the wave.
I'll ride that bomber, man. I'll do it. Yep. I'll tell you. But I'm just not there yet. We've seen this a few times already over the last month and a half or 2 months, and things weren't able to be sustained. And that's sort of where I'm at right now. You know, I want them to prove it to us that they're out of this rut.
They have to earn it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they didn't get in this rut overnight, and they're not going to get out of it overnight. So I need a couple of weeks of good baseball, listen, I'm not going to hold the quality of opponent against them right now because we just need the W's. We've seen enough L's of late that I'll take the W's. But as far as believing that the team is back where I once believed they were, I'm not there yet. I can't be there yet. So I saw some good things last night. Listen, it's great when they're hitting the way that they're hitting right now. It's awesome to watch everybody contribute. And again, keep it going. Keep it going. Don't actually let your guard down and give away a game. Like, honestly, you should go ahead and sweep this team. It's clear that you're the better team. It's clear that you're the better team. You're going to have three of your best pitchers going in the series, so you should certainly win three of them. And then it's clear that you have the offense that's humming right now to put up the type of numbers that you're putting up. Carry this momentum throughout the weekend, throughout the rest of this homestand, and then let's go to Atlanta for a big series and actually put our foot on the Braves' throat.
Let's go win the division in Atlanta next week, and then let's have a conversation.
Yes.
215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are back after these two wins? Now, Jack,
yes.
Obviously you, as the heart of the optimistic Phillies fan, paint a picture as to why you believe they're back.
Well, because I think they broke the seal. Like, I think they reached the low point of the season, obviously, with that loss on Tuesday night. That loss on Tuesday night felt like rock bottom. We talked about that on Wednesday when we were out. That's rock bottom, and how they respond to that moment is going to tell you a lot about this baseball team. And I think how they've responded by having the team meeting, by everyone starting to pull in the right direction again and believing in each other again. Like, I think the team that you've seen the last two nights is much, 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 much closer to the team that we've seen at the beginning of the season. And I think that they lost their identity there. Like, I think they thought they were going to get out of it, and they couldn't get out of it. They put themselves into cruise control, which we don't really want to see. But I think having that Schwarber home run and then piling on and remembering how good they are, I think that they are back from the standpoint of, we let our guard down a little bit, we're all locked in, all moving in the same direction now, and that crap won't happen again. So I think they were, like, I think if you don't believe they're back, then I'm not sure how much you really believed in them to be at the forefront.
But it's not. What is the difference between these two games and the two wins over the Dodgers?
The quality of opponent?
Yeah, no, I'm saying, like, why would I believe now?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Do you know what I'm saying? Here's where I am.
And they beat the Dodgers, and then what happened?
And here's why they have to earn it for me, is because would any of us, and I'm asking for an honest response, would you be all that surprised that, you know, is it Nola going tonight?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Would you be all that surprised that we're in the third inning, it's 1-0 Phils, and Nola has one of those Nola innings, and we're down 4-1, and we end up losing the game 6-2. Like, is that a situation that would surprise you? And if it wouldn't, then you can't believe that they're back, and it wouldn't surprise me. Now, it could go the other way, for sure, and I'm open to them being back, but I can't just grant it because I've just been hurt too many times over the last 6 weeks thinking this was coming.
But I think having the team meeting, having that little, like, come to Jesus moment, that didn't happen after the Dodgers series. That was like, we're back, and then they didn't follow through with it. And sure, like, do you want to see them follow through more, of course, rather than just winning two games against the Marlins and the Nationals? I guess the reason why I feel that they're back is I thought they were one of the best teams in baseball, if not the best team in baseball. I think they got off course. And I think that just watching them play and having the little moments that they've had the last nights, the Schwarber home run, the Weston Wilson home run, I think they're like, okay, we weathered the storm, we went down a little bit, now let's go back to playing Phillies baseball. So it's a bit projection-y. It's a bit projection-y, and I know that. But I still believe in them, and I think that they got the crap out of their system with that team meeting. I'm a sucker for a team meeting, Spike.
Well, and look, I'm glad they did it. I'm glad that they decided it was necessary. I'm glad that they decided that it was necessary to sit Trey down. But you actually didn't answer my question. Would you be shocked if tonight that happens with Aaron Nola?
With the classic Nola start? No. I mean,
okay,
of course
so
not.
Yeah, so that I
but
guess,
like, but like, that's any start. Like, that's not just because of right now.
Well, but you wouldn't have said that if it, in the middle of May.
But I think the offense. I trust the offense is more prone to come back and win the game tonight.
Like, let's say if he has a Nola start, which is three or four runs, this team should score more than three or four runs against the Nationals.
Well, they should. They should, but we've just seen so many times. And against you said you're not going to hold the quality opponent against them, and I agree. But the reason that you can't hold the quality opponent against them is because we've seen them lose to bad teams over the last 6 weeks. You know, we've seen them lose to good teams and seen them lose to bad teams. And this isn't. You know, you're projecting out saying that you believe they're back because you believe they will continue to play this way, and I get it. And I'm not projecting out saying I don't think they will.
Sure.
What I'm saying is that for me to feel comfortable to look forward and say, okay, I can watch this team without that sort of anxiety that I've been watching with, I need to see it happen more times.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Yeah, I agree with that.
And I do hear that. But at the same time, I also remember last year where they had a similar kind of break the seal moment with the Trey Turner home run.
Yep.
Or Trey Turner ovations, and they rode that wave.
Yep.
And I think that offensively, at least, they're closer to being, from that standpoint, you know, back. But they're also, Wheeler looked great last night. That was like
he looked awesome.
A good old-fashioned Wheeler kind of start.
Yep.
And Ranger is coming back in the next week.
Okay,
and,
but we haven't seen Ranger look good.
We haven't seen Ranger, I know, but I hope that the time
since
off.
Since before the All-Star break, by the way. Yeah.
Time off, back spasms, whatever. Like, getting him back, you have your first fours. So you're not pitching Tyler Phillips or Taiwan Walker or Colby Allard, who I know had the one good start, and getting that also team kind of back rolling. Like, I just believe more and more that team meeting, that Schwarber home run, the way they've played since, has me feeling like they're back.
215-592-9494, do you believe the Phillies are back? And one quick note on that, and then we'll introduce next question, is this should be a lesson to us in Philadelphia that it's okay to express to the team that you are unhappy, that it doesn't make you an unsupportive fan. And I thought last year's moment with Trey Turner was great, that everyone supported Trey and it helped them through it. But also, I thought Tuesday night, with the fans saying enough is enough with this already and booing the team, I thought was appropriate too.
Yeah.
And I think we've talked a lot over the last couple of months about, well, just because you are unhappy with how they're playing doesn't mean that you don't like them. It doesn't mean that you don't believe in them. But you are spending your time, your money, your emotion on the success and failure of this team. You know, and it's okay to say that you're
but,
not
But
happy.
Here's the thing, though. Here's why I push back against this from you.
Why?
Because you want us to feel that way, or you want fans to feel that way because you feel that way in that moment. Like, the fan has the option to hang on and believe as long as they want to.
No, I agree.
So hold on. Yep. So it's okay if the fans aren't ready to give up or burn down the house with, you know, 20 games ago. They needed to see more until they got to that frustration level. You got there earlier, and we're not going to blame you for that, okay? You were right. But you can't tell us as fans that when we should get mad about a team that has shown us that they've come back from adversity. See, a large part of fans constantly believing in this team and not saying the season is over is because of what they've done the last 2 years. That's where that belief comes from. We've never been in a position with this team where we've had to front run. We've always come from behind. Pause. Yeah, we've always done that with this team.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
No, I don't disagree.
So that's why fans hold off on saying it's over with or getting to a frustration level where it feels like they've given up on the team.
No, I don't disagree. And okay. I don't disagree with your saying that it's okay if fans believe longer than I believed or anything like that. I think my point being, it's okay to be unhappy. And it's okay to express that unhappiness whenever you feel it. And it doesn't make you a bad fan.
Right.
And it doesn't mean you don't believe. And it doesn't mean you don't like the guys.
Well, it shows you care.
Yeah, that's all. And whether it was Tuesday night or whether it was 2 months ago, whenever it happens, it happens. I agree with you.
Okay.
I don't disagree there. It happened for me earlier, but it's fine. I also didn't live through the last 2 years, you know, minute by minute like you guys did, which is probably why, you know, my first experience with this iteration of the Phillies every day was just them being good.
Right.
You know, I didn't have to live through the ups and downs. So I get it completely. But I also think it is part of fandom to express when you're excited and when you believe and when you don't believe. And that's part of it. And I actually like it with the Phillies too, because previously, years ago, when people were unhappy with the Phillies, they would just check out. And it would just be they wouldn't care, you know, whereas the Eagles don't feel that. When people are unhappy with the Eagles, they express that unhappiness.
It gets intense.
Intense. And with the Phillies, they just stop showing up. And by the way, it happened at Citizens Bank Park. It happened at Citizens Bank Park even during the Tomey era.
Sure.
You know, very early on. So I'm glad that we're in a place where the first reaction with the Phillies when you're unhappy is to express that rather than to say, I'll just go check out the Eagles. Do you know what I mean? That's all I was saying. I agree that just because people weren't mad a month ago the way that I was, that's fine. It is what it is. I'm going to say how I feel. You're going to say how you feel, all those kinds of things. But also,
by the way, with the Eagles, even last year, although it got increasingly louder, the disgruntledness and the frustration from the fan base as those losses mounted, I still remember the majority was still hanging in there up until we lost to Arizona, pretty much.
Right. Just needed a game or two.
So we were still hanging in there thinking they could turn it around. But the Arizona game was the game I believe broke everybody's back.
Yeah, there was no break the seal moment with last year's Eagles team.
Yeah.
Like even when they beat the Giants in that crap game.
Right.
Yeah. That didn't do much.
It didn't do much.
Yeah.
People were still mad the next day.
Yes. Well, that had to be a shootout. Imagine being in a shootout with Daniel Jones.
No, it wasn't.
Well, that wasn't even Daniel Jones.
No, it was Tyrod Taylor.
Well, it started with
Tommy Cutlets.
Your boy, Danny Cutlets.
Danny
Cutlets.
Tommy Cutlets. 215-592-9494. Do you believe the Phillies are back? And for next question today, the winner of next question will become an official Foxhole guy of the WIP Afternoon Show. It is Madonna's 66th birthday.
Unbelievable.
So happy birthday, Madonna. We want your best Madonna memory. No, I'm just kidding. For next question today, you got to give us your go-to blonde. Go-to blonde can be fictional, can be real, could be a fake blonde, could be a bleached blonde, but your go-to blonde. Jack, give us your go-to blonde.
Owen Wilson.
Huh?
Owen Wilson.
From
what's it called?
From Wedding Crashers.
Wedding Crashers.
Yeah, Owen Wilson's a stone cold mortal lock, a Mount Rushmore of blondes.
Okay, all right. Jack goes Owen Wilson.
Not judging, but I'm just saying.
Well,
I wasn't going to dude.
It's open.
It is open.
All right. I thought you might. Would you want to? I got mine.
Go ahead.
So mine is a little more down the center, I think.
Okay.
And you know I'm an Iconsman. Marilyn Monroe is the blonde of all blondes to me.
Yeah.
The primary blonde.
She on the Mount Rushmore.
Never seen her, though.
I've seen plenty of pictures and movies.
And magazines.
Thought about it a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Magazines.
Hey, there you go.
my go-to blonde is my wife. The second blonde is Marilyn
get that.
Monroe.
Okay, yeah, okay. Wear the double back.
All right, yes, yeah. Do you got a go-to blonde?
Oh, I'm not really a blondesman.
Really?
Yeah, not really.
Okay.
Not really.
really a blondesman.
Probably have to go with Charlize.
Charlize Theron is a great blonde. A great blonde.
I mean, she's not above Sharon Stone.
Well, let's not do all the blondes.
Ooh, that was a good one right there.
We got to hold that for Yoshi.
Again, it's not bigger than Owen Wilson. But
yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you just gave one of them away.
You really wanted to say Sharon Stone.
Sharon Stone off the
well,
board.
Well, I think
horn dog.
I think those two.
What was the name of the movie?
Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
No, it's top tier.
Well, she's True Lies, too, right? Is she not?
Can you believe nobody brought that up as a nude scene?
Did you bring it up on your Mount Rushmore?
No, I brought it up. It was one of my Mount Rushmore.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
It's all time.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
215-592-9494.
We lost life in the segment.
do you believe the Phillies are back? And next question today is give us your go-to blonde. Did you just hear that? Oh, my God.
Zoned out.
You start thinking about it. Crossing her legs.
It's
jarring.
John in West Philly.
Legs!
John in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's
up,
John?
Hey, Ike, Spike, Fritz. What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What's up, John?
So I called, I think, 2 days ago. I said I was in the acceptance stage. And the good part about being in the acceptance stage is, you know, I don't think the season is over. But, you know, when we win, it kind of is what it is. Because when we win, Swarber's doing his job. I mean, Wheeler was pitching. I kind of pencil him in for a win every time on FanDuel. So, you know, we won, but it was against the Nationals. And I think where the season, like, really depends on is what we do against the Braves. Like,
how they won. If they're winning those, if they're squeaking by the Nationals and the Marlins, and, like, it, you watch them, and it's like, yeah, they're kind of struggling here. Like, they came in, and they showed up, and they scored four in the first. Like, they weren't even messing around with them. And I think even when they were teetering a month ago, they weren't like destroying the bad teams. They were hanging on against the bad teams. And I think that's the biggest reason why I feel confident now. And listen, the Tyler Phillips game, they're down 5-2. I get it. But that's also Tyler Phillips. I don't know if he's going to be here in 2 weeks. Like last night and the night before, they looked like a different team. And they just needed to be reminded how good they are. And I hope that that's what that team meeting did.
No, I totally understand, but at the same time, like, Weston Wilson, he went crazy yesterday. Like, all right, we can't expect that out of that spot every single night. And it was against the Nationals. We're going to go up against better pitching, the best pitching in the playoffs, like teams' aces. Like, are we going to be able to do that? Are the hitters going to be able to hit? It's just things that, like, we've seen, like, all the time fall apart, like, week after week. Like, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I got you. It's just like ultimately they're going to hit in the playoffs or they're not. Are they going to get back to playing better baseball and be closer to the team they saw the first half of the year? Yeah, I think that's what we're going to see.
And also, Ranger Suarez, like, he could come back and just not be the same Ranger Suarez that he was. Like, it's just a lot of uncertainty.
Well, the Ranger thing I agree with. And Ranger is one part of this that I'm interested to see.
Mm-hmm.
Ranger didn't look good for several starts.
Yep.
And I have that – maybe it's because I have that A's start burned into my head because we were at that game. Well, no, he just looked so exhausted,
right.
You know. Yep. So I'm a little worried about Ranger because I'm a little worried it's something other than the back.
He's been out long enough.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's still not back, you know. Yeah, I'm not convinced yet. So, John, for next question today, give us your go-to blonde. What do you got?
I don't know if this is cheating or not, but can I go Beyonce when she dyed her hair blonde? I think she looked crazy with it.
Yeah.
I almost did Beyonce, but I thought that wouldn't have counted either.
Nah,
so,
it counts, John. Foxhole guy, so
no, it's all good.
Before, but maybe I'll be the first double Foxhole guy. Pause.
Well, I don't think you need a pause there.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, there's no. All right, John. Thank you.
You're about to start getting a list of sisters that change their hair to blonde.
Well, there are some that we've discussed, by the way, on this show. Yeah.
Yes.
Are you going to do your Mount Rushmore of black women with blonde hair later on? Go-to blonde?
I don't have one, honestly.
Really? I'm not a big
blonde guy. I know women the Beyonce blonde thing, okay.
You didn't like it? Okay, all right.
By the way, Yoshi just texted me.
Oh, here we go.
He said, I have so many blondes.
I was going to say, like, do we need to schedule a segment with Yoshi today? That's the real question.
He said he's off work at 4. He's calling immediately.
Coming up next, there was an Eagles game last night. And we will get Ike's biggest takeaway from last night's game. And we will ask him where he stands on the biggest question in Philadelphia right now. Pickett or McKee? That is next. And we will continue this conversation on the Phillies. Do you believe they're back? I'm not giving it to him yet. Ike's not giving him to it yet. Jack says yes. 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Chickies and Pete's is the perfect place for a pregame, in-game, or postgame snack. Find a location at chickiesandpeets.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.